From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code FITNESS.
Get organized and save big money with Dakota Closets at Menards. Dakota Closets can be installed in any room, from home offices and laundry rooms to walk-in or reach-in closets. Use the You Create Closet Planner, available in-store or online, to design a Dakota closet system that maximizes your space and matches your style. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Hey, welcome to the Crazy Drake Podcast Show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time to talk about the NFL playoffs. It is time to talk about a couple games. I'm not going to talk about all of them. I'm not going to talk about Seattle and the 49ers because we all know what happened to the 49ers. They got killed. Everyone got hurt. They didn't have no offense or defense line. You know, Purdy didn't. I mean, he couldn't do anything about it. I mean, Kittle was, he got hurt. So, I mean, there's nothing that you can do about anything about the 49ers. McCaffrey did too much, had to do too much. He was only the main receiver and the running back. You can't rely on one guy to do everything. It's not possible. It's just nonsense. And I don't feel bad or I don't feel good for Shanahan. It's just the way that the system works. It's the way that the playoff works. That's just the way it works. So I want to talk about the first thing I want to talk about is this game. In this game, I want to talk about the Buffalo Bills and Denver Broncos. And you know, it's funny. Everyone should know about this by now that Bo Nix did something to his ankle, his fracture or something, and he's done for the playoffs, even though after they beat the Buffalo Bills. And the Buffalo Bills had a great opportunity with a very inexperienced team like the Denver Broncos. Yes, I know they played them last year, but you know, as a veteran team like the Buffalo Bills, you think that you would have some upper hand, some sense of knowledge of how to maintain the game and play within your own limits and understand that you can't win the game in the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, or even in the fourth quarter. You can only end it in the end of the game, correct? Said that about the same thing about Detroit Lions, about the same thing about Dan Campbell. But we're not talking about the Detroit Lions right now. We're talking about Josh Allen. Josh Allen personally shot the Buffalo Bills in the foot on his own terms. Now, I don't know what it is about his mental state of mind. I don't know why he's trying to play superhero. I don't know what he's trying to do. But I'm going to tell you this, folks. If you're Josh Allen and you're a fan of the Buffalo Bills, I don't think you could get mad at the head coach of the Buffalo Bills. I don't think that you could get mad at the even at the tight ends or anybody on that team besides Josh Allen. He had 3 touchdowns. He had 2 interceptions. And he had, I think that he had even 3 fumbles. And there was a particularly one play where he's trying to run out of the pocket. And, like, he's trying to make a move and trying to make a play, and he's not even protecting the ball. So I don't care about that sob story about his being a crybaby and he's on the podium and, you know, he's wimping away. That's all just garbage. He's feeling sorry for himself. He should have never done that. And for that play that the Denver Bronco guy – intercepted the ball where Cook caught it, and then it came out of his hand and then into the Denver Bronco D-back. I mean, that's questionable. That's always going to be questionable. Did he actually have total control of the ball as he's coming down? It's up to you to decide. There is video out there, which I think I'm going to try to show it tomorrow, by Zachary Cincione. The guy on TikTok. I'm going to put that up there. I'm going to post that out there. And I've got to use it. But I just feel like if you're a Denver Bronco fan, you got very lucky and very unfortunate, because now your Bo Nix out. Now what are you going to do? You're probably not going to be, I don't know. You could beat the Patriots. I don't know. I don't see how the Patriots are any much better, because Stevenson had a great game against the Houston Texans for a while, and then he got hurt with his eye, right? So I guess we're going to just move over to this game, 28-16. I've never seen CJ Stroud go from elite quarterback in his first year, and then he does a number on himself. Now, I don't know if they have a running game or not. I mean, do you blame the running game on the Texans? They won 10 games in a row, I heard, before losing this game to the New England Patriots. You know, Mike Vrabel, he seems to know what he's doing with the Patriots. Drake May, he's unbelievable. I mean, if you want to go through the stats, the first half stats, the Texans had 9 first downs, 38 total plays to 35 to the New England Patriots. Third down conversions was 4 for 9, 1 for 8 for the New England Patriots. Fourth down efficiency, 1 for 1. Total yards, 132 to 134. Yards per play was 3.5 and 3.8 for the New England Patriots. But you know what the biggest issue was C.J. Stroud, turnovers. That was the issue of the game. Both these teams did not play that well. You could question Drake May playing a little bit better, but I mean, if you consider the snow and all the sloppiness of it, you could consider that it could have been an effective against the Texans for C.J. Stroud. But I would tell you the truth, if it wasn't for that one catch by Butal in the end of the fourth quarter to help the Patriots to get a 12-point lead, that is probably the only play that I could say that was really phenomenal in the whole game. Do I consider those fumbles, those interceptions by C.J. Stroud a big deal? They were a big deal, but it wasn't amazing because he just made a lot of bad plays. He just, C.J. Stroud, you just see this guy that went from top of the world to coming down to the world, and he's just falling face down. And you want to feel bad for the kid, but how do you feel bad for a kid that, you know, you just shot yourself in the foot, right? I mean, the playbook, I don't know how you can make the playbook any easier. I do think the Texans did go away from the running game way too fast. I think they should have stuck to the running game and stuck to it. They would have helped C.J. Stroud to do or to make better choices. And you know what? And then C.J. Stroud could have been doing more action fakes, action plays, pulling himself outside the pocket. If you had the running game going, and quarterback sneaks here and there, gain about 5-6 yards, slide a little bit, you progressively move the ball. I mean, there's just so many different things that the Texans could have done, and they should have done. But I'm telling you, folks, I just think that in some ways, I think Josh Allen and C.J. Stroud are almost in the same boat. They're not progressing as smarter quarterbacks. They're still making rookie mistakes. They're trying to win the game within the first quarter or the second quarter. They don't win the game towards the end of the game. They're just messing things up. And I get with the Texans. They didn't have Nico Collins for concussions. Dalton Schultz went out during the game against the Patriots. So in some ways I can see why people would say, well, you just got rid of C.J. Stroud's blanket. And his blanket was who? Dalton Schultz. So every team needs a tight end. Every team needs someone out there to do something about it. I just think that Woody Marks, he didn't do anything for the running game for the Texans. And Nick Chubb's, I guess, grandfather and a grandpa and or age, whatever you want to call it, he just doesn't have any energy, any focus, or anything that's going on there. So that's something that you're going to have to consider about next year for the Texans. Does this mean that the Texans are going to get rid of C.J. Stroud and they're going to start looking for a new quarterback, maybe a bench player that they kind of been looking at, or a practice squad player, maybe a guy coming off college, maybe next year or the year? I can't tell you. I do think that when you do lose two guys in your offense and you don't run the football, you're screwed, okay? You just are. So I guess the next thing I want to talk about is going to be the Chicago Bears and the LA Rams. And this is going to be kind of a weird spot for any Detroit Lion fan. Detroit Lion fans, we don't like either of these teams right now because we don't want Ben Johnson doing any good, and we don't really want Stafford doing any good anymore. I mean, it was cute. It was fun to watch him win the first Super Bowl, but do we want him to watch him to win another one when we have issues with Jared Goff? That's the issue that you have with these two teams for Detroit Lion fans. You know, Ben Johnson, I think that, like I said before, he didn't go to the Chicago Bears in the rookie year of Cade Cunningham because he knew that if he failed, the job at the Bears wouldn't be good at all. But you know what? He figured out that the kid could be a good quarterback, and he was able to learn and able to run and able to throw. And they needed a better play caller, a better head coach, and that was Ben Johnson for you. So, you know, there's so many things that you can just look at these Chicago Bears and LA Rams. Did you have a quarterback that we once had and we once loved and beloved dearly? And that team just, you know, we kind of just gave up on the poor guy. And I know we got Brad Holmes in there and we got Dan Campbell, and we just had a bad spot for the season with the awful John Morton coordination. I mean, but you know, it's just the way it is. And I'm watching this game in the first half. It's 10-10. So I think it is 10-10. I got to make sure this is the right, because I don't even have the TV on because I had trying to do a podcast show without being distracted. But yes, so it's the score is 10-10. And, you know, LA first scores and you're like, yes, let's go. Let's beat Ben Johnson. And let's not forget that Ben Johnson said something to Matt LaFleur, I think that's how you pronounce his name, for Green Bay Packers when the Bears beat the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs. Like, we hate you guys, blah, 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 swore maybe. You know, that's all for sure. That's just show. That's always show. Please don't do that, Ben Johnson. You're not a tough guy. Keep your shirt on. I mean, we all know that Dan Campbell could probably just take you down and just get over it, right? So I think what I just also read, that the Green Bay Packers re-signed or extended their contract with Matt, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. I think a lot of guys in Green Bay like him. I think Jacobs likes them. I think Parcells likes them. Parsons. Not Bill Parcell, but Parsons. But I think a lot of the guys like Matt in Green Bay. So it's a good fix. Anything else? I should just talk about what I think Detroit might be doing. There's still prospect of talking to Mike McDaniels. I think that'd be a good pick for Detroit. Detroit really needs a real offensive coordinator. I think with Mike McDaniel, I think the only thing that he might question is that Jared Goff. And I think that the reason why I would say this is because if you have a playbook and you need a quarterback to run outside the pocket or make plays for himself in situations, and Jared Goff can't do that, that becomes an issue. I think maybe Detroit should look at somebody from the New England Patriots offense coordinator, because they have someone like Drake May, who's not a running quarterback, but a more stationary quarterback. I mean, I just think that Mike McDaniel would be the best pick, but I don't know if he would work best for Detroit. I want him to come to Detroit. I know I'm being kind of contradiction towards this conversation, but I'm just being honest with you guys. I just really am. The Detroit Tigers, you know, they're still having issues with Turk Skubal. What can you do with that? I'm afraid that Detroit's going to probably sink or tank this year just because they think that they can get 3 or 4 different prospects and maybe a starter out of Turk Skubal. I mean, I'll be honest with you, folks. If you're a Detroit Tiger fan, the first 30 days of the season is going to tell what kind of season Detroit's going to have. If you start 4-12, you have that feeling that they're not going to try to win games or not try to keep Turk Skubal. If they start like 12-4 and they're on a hot streak, I mean, do you trust Detroit Tigers GM to actually look for a starting pitcher or whatever whoever they need? That's something you got to think about. So as the second half is about to start, I'm going to shut this down. Let me know what you think about what this is. Josh, if you think the NFL games I talked about Josh Allen, do you think this is over for Josh era? Do you think he needs a change? Do you think that they doesn't need to change? Do you guys think that do you think that New England has any chance to be the Patriots? Do you think they're gonna have a chance to be with the Broncos? I guess that's my point. All right. I'm going to end it. I'm chattering too much. If you enjoy the podcast, let me know. Follow me. You can find me on YouTube, Patreon, anywhere you can download the podcast. Peace, love, and cheers, mate.
From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code FITNESS.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.